The global future demand for battery metals is predicted by analysts to be high with the advent of increasing electric vehicle use and the requirement of electrical storage systems as we decarbonize our energy systems. And as Ivanhoe Chairman Robert Friedland reminded the audience today, his grandson is going to burn a whole lot less coal-based fossil fuel to power his lifestyle. He's also going to consume a lot less Middle Eastern produced oil. But that also means the world is going to need miners even more than ever to produce the copper and the cobalt and the other metals that are going to power this new decarbonized future. Well, what will the battery of the future look like? I've got Sophie Liu, head of metals and mining for Bloomberg's new energy finance team, in my pop-up studio. Sophie, great to chat to you. I had the pleasure of driving a full electric i3 last year, and I was really impressed, but the range wasn't great. We're not quite there yet. What does the existing battery market look like for EVs?
Sure. I think the existing battery for existing market for battery EVs right now are primarily focused on the NMC11 cathode as well as NCA cathodes, which are essentially a type of it's a type of formula that's used by Tesla and Panasonic. In terms of the evolution going into the future and the ability to sort of expand those chemistries so that we can have more energy dense EV batteries, the formula, particularly in the cathode and the anode and electrode technology, will have to shift to higher nickel content batteries. So what happens is a lot of the battery manufacturers and designers, they're trying to shift away from over-reliance on cobalt and therefore increasing the nickel content in their things. So then we're looking at a transition into maybe NCM811, which is sort of the future battery. According to our current forecast, by 2030, we're expecting over half of the cathodes that are being used in large format EV batteries will be closer to the NMC811 formula.
And what does that mean for the metals that are mined to support that that view?
Right. What this means actually is that although there's been a lot of discussion about the need for cobalt to supply the future of the EV market, what we find is actually that the growth that is going to be the quickest in terms of the type of metals needed will actually be in nickel because of the extremely high amount of demand that may potentially be coming from these future cathode formulas. So we're expecting about 9 times more nickel demand by 2030 from the EV battery industry than what it is currently.
When we look at price points for these batteries, what are the key price points where we'll start seeing a tipping point in terms of adoption?
Sure. So Bloomberg NEF, we actually do conduct a survey of many of the suppliers of batteries in the global supply chain every single year. And our end of year survey from 2018, essentially what we found was that the volume weighted average battery pack price nowadays is close to basically about $140 per kilowatt hour. We're expecting that to be able to drop even lower, below $100 per kilowatt hour by the early 2020s. And this is particularly significant because usually at around $100 per kilowatt hour for a lithium ion battery pack, that's the point at which EVs and regular traditional internal combustion engine cars reach the same cost parity in terms of upfront cost ownership. So in terms of the economic drivers for buyers to buy EVs, that's really the point at which the cost of the EVs will come down.
It's phenomenal how quickly it is happening. And all right. those predictions 4 or 5 years ago, perhaps seeing that tipping point around 2030, are now being pulled forward. It just shows you how fast the innovation is taking place and how rapid the innovation is in the industry. Where are the cost savings coming from?
The cost savings come from a lot of different factors. So earlier I mentioned, the desire for a lot of the manufacturers to move away from high cost metals and trying to replace the materials that they use in the making of these batteries with slightly cheaper materials. So that's one way to go about it. Of course, scaling up the industry is another major contributor to cost savings. So just by the fact that you're producing a lot more volume, your per unit cost of production for each of the batteries, of course, drop as well. And then, of course, it's just simply technology innovation. The batteries become more energy dense, they're more efficiently produced just across the board, and all these things contribute to the ability of the industry to reduce costs.
Now, are there any other alternatives that we are seeing develop outside of the lithium ion space? I mean, you did mention that move over to the 811 version. Is there anything else out there? I've heard a lot of people say we are probably in for a few more surprises in the battery market.
Potentially. So the visibility in terms of the type of technologies that can go into EV batteries in particular is pretty clear from now until about 2025. But then after 2025, there's a lot of open-ended questions around what is the next future generation of lithium-ion batteries, or are there other types of drivetrain style technologies that could displace lithium ion in terms of the use of alternative vehicles. So of course there's been a lot of talk around hydrogen fuel cell, and then within the lithium ion battery space there's a lot of discussion around whether or not the future might be in solid state batteries, which really helps to increase energy density and may potentially also help with the speed of charging, which is currently a bit of a bottleneck or limitation for adoption of EVs.
Yeah, that was certainly one issue that I encountered with the i3.
Right.
Even if you're charging via a fast charging point at one of the few, and the infrastructure is still rolling out, one of the few charging stations designed for it, so it's not just a trickle charge out of your electric socket at home, it does take up to 45 minutes to charge the vehicle. And if you are going to be stopping over on a long road trip, I think for consumer adoption, we need to bring those charging times down. What components need to improve to enable longer charging?
There's so many different parts. Actually, it's really hard to answer that one question just for one specific thing. In terms of the way that the batteries themselves are designed, it's a combination of changes in the formula to the cathodes, to the anodes, that could potentially allow them to do more rapid charging, even the design of the way the cell pack is done. And it's a stability in terms of being able to take a lot of charge at the same time. All of those things contribute. There might not be one answer for that.
No, clearly it's a very complex area. What's the current lifetime of an EV battery? And I ask that in terms of the scrap market and what you expect that to look like by 2030.
Right. Well, there's different assumptions. A lot of it really just has to do with the life cycle, the amount of cycles that a battery can go through. But generally in the industry, the sort of default assumption is that a typical passenger EV that a household could own, they would be able to run the battery for about 5 to 7 years, depending on the amount of times that they're ramping it up and ramping it down, charging it up and charging it down, and also the amount of miles that they're driving on it. So after about 5 to 7 years, then you're looking at huge volumes of EV batteries that are coming out of the market that are, according to the regulations from most of the major markets, are required to be managed completely by the auto companies and to be recycled properly. So what this means then is that our forecast by 2030 is that almost 2 million metric tons of battery scrap material will be coming to the market that could potentially be supplying the market in terms of the sort of secondary market. And that's quite interesting in terms of the overall impact on the supply for different key metals.
Absolutely. Sophie Liu, Head of Metals and Mining for Bloomberg New Energy Finance. Thanks so much for sharing your insights into the future of batteries.
Thank you for having me.